This is Corey Pizzolarusa.
Hi, Corey. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you. How are you?
Doing fine myself.
Oh, I'm great, too. Thank you. Sorry I couldn't take the call earlier. I was on another call, so I thought I'd get back to you as soon as I could. What's going on? Are you wanting to reinstate the program today?
Now in front of a computer, yeah, let's get things caught up and
sure.
Not to mention see what's been done.
Okay. So, I don't know if it's done anything because it says that this is a canceled account.
It right, shows, but within the time that, you know, I had paid you, something should have been done. One of my biggest concerns is, like, the optimization. It seems like that should be one of the first things that got done. But
so
it said to take months to wait on that getting done.
First page placement, industry standard, takes 90 days. We're a premier partner, so we do it in only 45 to 60 days. So it's always the second month that you see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition. So you were getting it to that point where it was the second month where you would have seen an explosion of results. But I don't know what happened, if we were having trouble with the payment, or but at some point it didn't continue. So the nice thing about it is, you know, if you were to reactivate, it would definitely be within this month that you would see results, because you've already went through the first month, right? So you would be entering into your second month now. Let me see.
So what type of results are we going to be expecting to get from this?
So first page placement on Google is where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where the high revenue is generated. So that's where you're going to be in that spotlight position, and you'll see a lot of solid results, you know, because most people hire from there because we're in an instant gratification type of a world. You know what I mean? People
right.
do a search and they see the companies coming up are local and credible, and then they hire one. It's as simple as that.
Right.
So, yeah, that's the good thing is I see that, let me just make sure my dates are correct. You originally signed up with John Hill back on December 2nd. So I think it must have been the January 2nd payment that we were having trouble with, which is why the account eventually canceled. But we can definitely get it reactivated for you. And now that you're going into the second month, you would definitely see better results this month.
I mean, yeah, I'm all good with that, but I definitely want to keep up with it this time and see the results of my monthly investments.
Yes. You know, one thing that will help you is if you download the Local Splash app on your phone, because that app is integrated with our dashboard, and you can actually reply to clients in real time through the app. So I think that would help you a lot. So if you go onto your, you know, your phone app store and just search Local Splash, you'll see it. It has a yellow and a blue and an orange LS, and then you'll know that that's the correct app. And then when you download it, you'll log in with your same credentials that you have for the dashboard, which I'll email you once we reactivate this. So you'll have your same username and password that you can use either on the computer or you can use it through the app. Oh, are you okay?
Dying a little every day, but I'll make it.
Oh, I thought it was like you needed some hot tea or something. It's that time of year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, I think the phone cut out. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Oh, there. Okay, hi. So were you going to ask a question?
So you're saying that this month is the month I should notice phone calls coming in?
I always tell people that. Yeah, it's the second and the third month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition. Because nobody can flip a switch and put you up there instantaneously. It takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So, you know, it's always the second month that you see the program pop. And then going into the third month, your placement gets even stronger. So over time, you get even better and better results. But during the second month is where you see some solid client calls for sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You and I might have already even discussed the upgrade into the Google Verified program. That's the exclusive lead program that they have going on.
And that's the next step. What have we got to do to achieve that?
So if you wanted to achieve that, it's a $250 application fee. And refresh my memory, you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
We're insured, but in the state of North Carolina, it ain't required to be a licensed roofer for and any job over $40,000 requires a general contractor. So license and roofing is like a degree in basket weaving 101. It's good to have, but it ain't exactly.
It's not required, right?
Right.
Okay. So let me just look here and just see exactly what you would need to qualify. And if you have it, then you would be a really good candidate. So I'll say roofer in North Carolina. Let me look this up here. And then it'll tell me exactly what's required. So... It says, you're right, it says you don't have licensing requirements. You only have a certificate of insurance requirement for $250,000. Most people have even more than that. But, yeah, that's the bare minimum that you would need to qualify. So does that sound like you have that type of policy?
Yeah, we got the general liability, and I think it's, you know, for at least $1 million, I think, from what most of those coverages cover.
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you, Corey. Most people tell me that they have, you know, at least $1 million policy. So when I see 250 on there, it kind of makes me happy because, you know, Google is being lenient and they're offering clients to get approved with even, you know, much less than what, you know, they already have. So as long as you don't have any felonies on your record or anything like that, you would pass the background check with flying colors. And so that's the $250 would go towards the application. Once you're approved, the leads would only run $70.67 each. And we would call you to activate the budget, which would be equal 13 leads within the month or $922. So you don't have to take on 13 leads every month. You take on as many or as little as you want. You know, if you want to take on 20 leads, that's fine. If you want to, you know, take on 5 leads and then you're completely booked out and you don't need more, then what happens the next month is you just pay for the leads that you took to just kind of replenish that bucket.
Are these exclusive leads or are they like
Yes. These
other places?
No, I'm happy you remembered that, Corey, because I was going to point that out to you. So a typical lead program, they're going to sell the lead to you and to everyone out there because that's how they make their money, right? Google is not interested in selling leads to multiple companies. So if you get a lead through this Google Guaranteed program, it only comes to you. So you're going to have a much higher chance of converting it. And then with a typical lead program, they'll charge you for anything and everything that comes through them, again, because that's how they make their money. With this, we'll monitor it, and we only charge you if it's a valid lead within your industry. So let's say somebody calls you and says, you know, hey, Corey, are you hiring? I'm looking for a roofing job. Well, you're not going to pay for that because that's not a lead, right? Or if they call you and they say, can you do a roof replacement? I'm in Las Vegas. You won't pay for that because that's not your service area. So that's the beauty of this program is that we're monitoring it for you. We'll make sure you only get charged for the valid leads. And when you do get charged, it's very affordable considering it's only coming to you. So you're going to have the highest chance of converting it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And who manages that? You do?
Yep. We would manage everything. And you'll have an interface on your dashboard, too, where you can listen to the calls. And if one slips through the crack that you say, gosh, you know what, Local Splash is really good at crediting these, but this one I was charged for and I really don't think I should have been, you could always let us know and then we would review it. But, yeah, the nice thing is you don't have to spend a lot of time and energy doing it because we'll automatically review it for you. So let me just see here. If you wanted to reinstate the $299 package that you had before plus the application fee for the Google Guaranteed Ads, it would just be, let's see, $549 today. And then I could create an onboarding appointment for them to call you and go over that application with you so that when it gets submitted, it will get approved in a timely manner.
All right. Well, that ain't something I want to do right this second, but definitely something I'm just been doing possibly in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it'll be excellent for you. When you bundle it together with the package that you had before, you're really covering all of your bases. Because if someone just types in roofing near me or, you know, shingle roofing or different types of products and services that you offer, you're still going to show on the first page in a spotlight position, right? So you're going to be able to capture all of that. But if somebody is looking, you know, to hire somebody immediately and they look in that lead section, then you would also be able to capture that, you know, and actually get, you know, that qualified lead that you would be getting through this as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so just to make sure I got it correct, it's the $250 application fee and then something like $900-something a month for 13 leads.
Correct, but it's not per month. It's based on the amount of leads that you take. So let's say that the leads are, you know, $70.67 each, right? And let's say that you took on 4 leads. So if I calculate that out, then the next month you would just pay $282.68. You would just pay for those leads that you took. And it might even be less than that. It might be a little more because that 70-67 is an average, but it will vary. So, for instance, it might be a smaller job when they're only going to charge you, in that case, you know, $55 for the job. Or it might be a bigger job where they charge you $75 for it, for the lead. But the average of the leads in your industry and area is about $70.67 each.
With the Google Guarantee, is there any real reason to continue the front page exposure? Because don't that just put you on the front page?
Yeah, you need both positionings because one of the requirements in order to pass the background check for the Google Guaranteed is you have to have the Google My Business listing with at least 5 5-star reviews on it, and it has to be active. So you have 17 on there, 17 reviews, and it's impeccable. You have 4.9 overall. So they're going to have no problem passing that background check, but you definitely need both because let's say that somebody just types in roofer near me. Right? That's where you're going to benefit from that $299 a month package that you had before because you'll be on the first page in a spotlight position 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks, right? But let's say that somebody is looking, you know, hey, I have a lot of money to spend on a roof and I want to make sure that I'm hiring a reputable company and that they're, you know, insured and all of that good stuff. Then they contact you through that Google Guaranteed lead system and it comes exclusively to you. So if you bundle it together, you get the best of both worlds because when you're on the first page, you're already capturing, you know, where most people hire from. But people could be calling you and then also calling the other companies on the first page, right? But with this, it would only come to you.
Right.
I'm looking here, Corey, because I really want you to get a bit. I want you to get, like, the best of both worlds and be able to benefit from all the bells and whistles that we have, especially if things are slower right now. You know, I want you to really start off this year with a bang and make your business as profitable as it can be. So one thing I could possibly do is ask them if they would allow me to apply the holiday special that we had where they were taking $100 off the application fee for that Google Guaranteed program. So if I could get that approved, they would bring that down to just $150. And then, you know, with your reinstating the other package for $299, if you went that route, you would only pay right around $449 to get everything reinstated and then get the ball rolling on that Google Guaranteed, because it takes, you know, a month or two to get approved for that. It's always better to get the ball rolling sooner rather than later, if you can. I mean, if it's not in your budget, I understand it too, you know. But if you can, I definitely would be able to at least try to help you out as much as I can.
Yeah, if you want to check into that.
Yeah, it'd be $449 with the $150 application fee. Okay, so let me ask, because I always say, I'll send out the request, and then we usually work on a GChat system where I will hear back within, you know, the next couple of minutes. So let me just make sure. So did anything change on your end in the meantime, meaning you're still using the same website and the 808 Little Rock Church Road? That's all current still, right?
Yeah, as far as I know, y'all are hosting the website.
Yep. Yeah, I saw that in here, pitchblackroofing.com. So that's good that that's still active, because sometimes when an account cancels, we'll lose the site, but, you know, they usually will keep it up for a couple of months just to keep everything going for you. So that's nice. I see that yours is still up. So that's going to be very helpful. Other than that... let me make sure that I'm right. I want to look at the Google page again. Oh, yeah, good. So the address is hidden on there. That's the way we wanted it to be. And you're doing excellent with the reviews. Have you been using that review generator email that we sent you, or are you using, like, another strategy to get all those reviews? That's awesome.
Say that again.
Have you used the review generator email that we send out, or have you been getting the reviews just organically, or have you been using another method?
Just organically, just asking people to go out there and do it.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing how some people have been in business for a long time and they don't have one review. And I always tell them, how come? And they're like, well, I can't force people and I don't. And I'm like, yeah, but sometimes if you just, you know, mention it or send out a little email that says, hey, if you were happy with my service, click here to leave a review, most people, believe it or not, will do it, which for you, you're having a really good return. But I'll send you that email, too, so that in addition to just mentioning it to people, you can copy it and paste it and forward it to some of your past clients, and that will, you know, help you get some more coming in here and there as well out of the ones that maybe already haven't given you one, you know?
Right.
So, oh, good. One second. My light is blinking, so that means that they are responding. Excellent. They're approving that for you. So they're going to actually, shave $100 off of that application fee and just charge you the $150 today. So in addition to the monthly charge, it would be $449 total. Is that doable?
Yeah, we can go ahead and do that.
To get everything reinstated? Okay, I'm so glad. I'm glad that worked out. So give me a second here because I have to apply the correct package so that I can put the promo code in that they sent me. Application fee, credit. Here it is. Okay. I'm glad that you're starting off 2026 with a good marketing sense. That's going to help you so much and start your year off strong, you know?
Well,
good for you.
I really hope so because I am really tired of just pissing money away.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. That's what I always tell people, too. Like, once this gets going fluently, if anybody else calls you and says, hey, you know, you have to spend this amount of money to get this on Google or that, just tell them, look, I'm working with Tina at Local Splash. You have to talk to her. They're not going to talk to me because they're just another company that's trying to gain your business, right? But if you get entangled with them, it'll actually hurt you because then, you know, you have more than one company working on it and it becomes a conflict of interest, you know? So I actually added the correct package and then all I have to do is make sure that the invoice looks good and then I can charge it. So if I put it on here as the...
I guess another thing to discuss would be, another thing to discuss would be the verification on Facebook. I received an email that I received a blue check on Facebook. What do y'all know on that you're in?
You know, typically all I do is bring on new clients and deal with failed payments and stuff. So I'm not in the Facebook ads department. I can ask them if somebody could reach out to you. Was it saying that you needed to do anything, or was it just an extra check mark that you see on your Facebook ads?
Let me see.
I'm going to pull up your business Facebook too and see it.
As prepared. This was the latest one I got.
Mm-hmm.
Our system has prepared this small gift for delivery. What the hell is this? Your account is queued for blue badge assessment workflow.
Okay. And that notification came from Facebook or it came from us?
It says from Facebook, no reply at cheat.com.
Facebook, no reply at cheat.com?
Is that like...
It might be a scam. It might be a scam notification. But let me ask. Let's finish getting this all reinstated first. And then if I have to transfer you or have someone from the Facebook department call you, they can. But it sounds to me like that might not be legit. So, yeah, I would just table that for now. But we'll have that department look at it just to be safe, okay?
Right.
Yeah, I always say it's better to be safe than sorry. So, yeah, I don't mind doing that for you. Just really quick here. So, I wish I could come over there and give you some hot tea with some lemon in it. That would help you so much. I know that when my throat gets like that, there's something with the honey that's very healing that'll do.
Well,
it's
supposed to be a natural antioxidant.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, that's interesting because I'm more of a coffee drinker. I need my one or two cups in the morning, and then after that, I'm fine. I don't drink it any other point of the day. But every once in a while, if I'm sick, I need the tea because that's where I use the honey, and that makes sense. Do you have some around where you could make one?
Honey. Do what?
Do you have some honey around that you could make a hot tea like that or no?
I don't even know if I keep honey, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Yeah, darn it. It's always a drag to have to go out and make a special trip for it, you know?
But, yeah, I mean, it's weird how that works. Like, you take anti-venom that comes from a horse's blood, and then honey being no more than vomit. and its natural remedies that are, you know, in it.
Wow. That's
crazy,
cool.
Right?
That's really cool. I love it. I like trying to do the things as natural as I can. So when I do, I don't put any type of sugar in my coffee. I'll just use like a little bit of milk or cream. But when I do feel like, oh, I feel like something sweet, I'll give it like a squirt of honey or something, because I figure at least that's more natural, you know. So
right.
Yeah, so that's good. That's good to know. So, okay, so I have your invoice set, and did you want to get it set up using the same card you had before, or is that one no good? We had the Visa and...
No, that's why it hasn't gone through.
It's no
good. Replaced.
Okay, so let's go ahead and give me the new card number whenever you're ready.
So this application fee is a one-time fee, and then mm-hmm. it's going to go back down to $2.99 a month unless leads are generated or used.
$2.99 month to month is for the package that you had before. When you're approved for the Google Guaranteed, they'll call you to activate that budget. And then that budget equals 13 leads within the month, and you can take on as many or as little leads as you want. So you can turn them on and off just like a faucet.
So the minimum is 13, or where do we get the number 13 from? Is that
just
an example being
that's
used?
That's just the activation budget that they require to turn the leads on. And they'll notify you. They'll send you an email, and they'll send you a text that'll say, congratulations, Corey, you've passed the background check, and we want to activate your leads, and they'll be, you know, charged on this day. And if you don't want to get charged on that day or it doesn't work, no problem. You just call me and you say, Tina, that doesn't work. I want to hold off on that. I just want to continue with the regular package for now. But I say it's a huge blessing if you get approved sooner rather than later. Definitely turn them on when you can, because that's more solid work, because those are actual leads, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So, just to be sure I understand this, so only if they call me to activate the leads is the price changing from the $2.99 a month with y'all.
You're grandfathered into that rate from before. Yeah, that's never going to change, right? But remember the activation budget I was talking about, where they're going to charge $70.67 per lead on the average. And they would charge you for 13 leads or $922. So that is the amount that they would reach out to you within a month or two, whenever you're approved for that program. And they would say, okay, congratulations, you're now past the background check. We want to activate the budget to run the leads. And, you know, based on your timeline, you should have made plenty of money by then with the $299 package. So you'll have that amount of funds to turn the leads on. But if for some reason you don't, and you don't want to turn them on that day that you approved, no problem. You can let them know that you want to push that activation budget out to a different day. But that's the amount that they would charge you to actually turn the leads on, and so that you would start getting those calls in addition to the organic ones that would be coming to you from Google.
Right, so I'm guessing you're saying when at the time that they reach out, it's a one-time payment at that time?
Correct. It's a one-time payment that would cover you until those leads get depleted, right? So I've seen people turn on their activation budget, and then because they're so busy with the calls that are coming in organically through Google and the leads that come in through the Google Guaranteed program, sometimes their activation budget lasts them 3 or 4 months, and they don't get charged again until the budget runs out. You can do it that way, too. Or you could do it where you're just paying each month for the leads that were took. But let's say you pay the activation budget $922, and you tell your technician in that department, hey, I'd rather run that entire budget out before I'm charged again. They can do that for you, and then also set it where you're turning them on and off as needed, so that it could stretch out even, you know, a lot longer based on how many that you're taking.
So basically what you're saying is it's basically an account. You got this much money in it, and I can control it for instance, if I get busy, to go ahead and turn it off because I can't really afford to take in more leads, so that the money just ain't depleting with being sent stuff I can't handle.
Exactly, exactly. You can turn it off, and then that budget still includes X amount of leads that you have left. So, if, yeah,
and
that's
who's turning that budget off and on? Is that somebody in y'all's department, or?
No, we won't turn it off and on. We'll just get your approval to actually start it when we collect it. And then you would be the one that would say, like, oh gosh, I already got some big jobs off of this and I'm busy this month, so I don't think I need any more. So that's where you would have the ability to turn them off or pause them. And then
is that
next
done at your Google business profile, or am I reaching out to somebody?
You would reach out to us. You could either call us or text us or send us an email. So
yeah, that's what I was wondering. Who's the one that's responsible for cutting it off and on?
Yeah, we would be the one to do it, but based on your direction.
And once you get this application in, let's just say I slow down for a while or get too busy for a while. Is this like something that's on like a time expiration to where if you ain't using it, you're losing it, or?
No, there's no time. You can, you know, put them on pause for as long as you want. So you don't have to worry about that. It's just that, you know, if you do real well with it and you're getting a lot of work, you might want to even replenish that bucket sooner than later, you know?
I mean, if it's working out that great, why not increase the budget?
Exactly. That's what I was saying. Some people even want to increase it, you know? But you only have to pay the activation budget to get started. After you get started, you would just pay for the leads that you're taking each month to replenish the bucket that you already paid. So it's working kind of like an escrow account. So they're not going to call you out of the blue and charge you like another $922 after you've already paid it, because you're going to have plenty of leads in there that will help you, you know, get more jobs, and then they would only be charging you for the ones that you're taking that are valid leads.
With the option to not... Mm-hmm. I guess use the word replenish it until I was actually depleted.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I would put that in the notes for your technician, because typically they say they're replenishing it each month based on the leads that you're taking. But there are other clients on a special request that they say, I don't want to replenish it every month. I want to wait until everything runs out, and then I want to get a whole new batch. You know, so you could do it that way as well.
Right. That way, you know, every month you only use six, and they're just constantly putting six back in there.
Yeah, exactly. And that way, too, you're only worrying about the $299 monthly. You don't have to worry about the leads that you're taking if you're only going to, you know, take all of them that you've paid for first before you pay for more, right? So you could do
so
it that
the
way.
Application is mainly the application fee, that's just for y'all submitting the work and doing the leg work, but the actual Google lead payments as far as the lead generations are paid to someone else.
Exactly. Yeah, we're paying that directly to Google for those leads, so we're managing it for you. So the application fee, it does cover, you know, all of your client support, your technicians, any issues that you have, if you ever had to dispute a lead, anything like that. So you have that support staff available for you, that they're in that department and they're specifically trained for that Google Guaranteed program. So you have that entire support staff that's working with you. And then we're sending the money to Google to pay for the leads that you're taking out of the budget that you sent us.
And other questions. Oh man, I hate my ass.
I hate that. And you know what? It'll come back to you too. It might even come back after we're done talking and you'll go, oh darn it, now that's what it was. But you have my direct line, don't you? Or do you want me to send it to you again? I'm at extension 777. You could obviously,
with all the assistance, let's say we're disputing the, a leave that we wanted to be recompensated, reimbursed for, and we didn't feel it was valid. There is no additional service charge to the $299 a month?
They do charge a 25% management fee, but that's already built into your lead cost. So you absolutely don't have to pay any other costs. It's all inclusive with your program.
It's inclusive of whatever they charge per lead.
Exactly. So you don't have to pay anything else at all. Just the 922 when they activate the budget, and then that covers 13 leads. And then when those leads run out, you can set it where you activate the budget again, or you can just pay each month for the leads that you're taking.
So what happens if I decide that I wanted to leave Local Splash? How would all this transfer over?
It's all transferable, absolutely. So we set up the account under your business where you're the owner and we're managing it for you. So if you ever decide to, stop working with us, you already are set as the owner, or you can transfer it to another company. But we're the best of the best in the industry, so you'll definitely see ample results working with us. But we absolutely will set it up where you have ownership of it. We've serviced over 48,000 clients in 21 years as a corporation, so we have no reason to keep people on, their accounts on with ownership if we're not working with them anymore, right? Because we have, such a large...
Well, I've bounced all over the place in the last year, with all kinds of marketers and people that still call me today for the optimization of the Google account, and, I've been transferred a couple of times. And then, I've heard different spills and the same spills from all kinds of different people. And I will say I have enjoyed dealing with y'all probably about the best.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. You made my day. I really appreciate that. And I know in what you're saying, what you're actually saying between the lines, because I talk to business owners day in and day out, and sometimes there's horror stories with these other companies that they promise you the moon and the stars and then they can't deliver. Or sometimes it's a company that is just a Mickey Mouse company and they don't know what they're doing, right? So that's why success on the internet is all about working with the right company. And because, we've been, founded in 2004. We're over 21 years as a corporation. We have a, premier partnership with Google. You know that your business is in the best of the best hands as far as getting you results. You know what I mean?
Well, this is definitely the way to do it in the age of evolution. We live in an internet world.
For sure.
And it can definitely spread the word quicker than I can go out physically to do so myself.
I agree. Yep, I definitely agree. So let me just make sure, because I'm going to create the appointment in a minute for my technician to call you to go over the application. Once I charge this, the system will automatically email you the application so you can start working on it. But when they call you, it's definitely to make sure that they're dotting the I's and crossing the T's and that they have everything in, the first time so that you get approved quicker. So if I went back to the billing and we went to get this all wrapped up, it was a different card you were going to use, right? Did you say it was a Visa or was it a MasterCard?
No, it's a Visa.
A Visa. Okay. And then go ahead with the card number again, Corey.
4034.
Okay.
9330.
Got it.
4444.
Mm-hmm.
7690.
Okay. And expiration?
1228.
Okay, and the code on the back?
375.
375. Okay. Now, it's still the 808 Little Rock Church Road for the billing?
None of that has changed.
Perfect. Okay, so that's good. And then let me look at the calendar for the onboarding for the Google Guaranteed. Here it is. Okay, I got the calendar open. So they're triply booked for the rest of the day, but tomorrow we have some opportunities. The earliest would be 11 in the morning. The latest would be 6 o'clock at night. So if there's a time in between that works, you know, let me know and I can see if it's open. But what works?
And what is this for tomorrow?
That's for them to call you and to go over that Google Guaranteed application to make sure that it all gets in properly. So it's an onboarding for that.
All right. Let's do 6 o'clock tomorrow.
6 o'clock tomorrow. Okay, good. So we'll take the last appointment there. Okay. And so I'm going to book out just a 30-minute window because we already have everything that we had asked you before to get the other onboarded. But I do notice when the account canceled, they lost the call tracking number. So I'll have them get a fresh one for you. And then,
I would rather not do the call tracking number, to be honest.
Oh, it's going to be better for you because that's how they're going to monitor if those calls are an actual lead or if they're not, right? Because they'll be stored on the dashboard for you. So I highly recommend it. And it's free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. You know, some of our former clients that requested that didn't have it included, they charge, you know, $300 extra as an upsell. But for you, you know, it's already included. So I would highly recommend, you know, including it because the calls are still going to come to you anyway. It's just that they'll be recorded and stored on your dashboard so that you can verify that they're an actual lead. You know what I mean?
Well, I get what you're saying in that regard, but I would rather not have the number changed on the business profile from my main number to a Google tracking number. If it has to be tied through the y'all's dashboard, that's fine. That way any Google leads that come through can be tracked in that regard, but I don't want a Google tracking number on my main business profile.
Okay, let me take a look here.
I don't want to be that to be.
Yeah, I see that you have it now as the number we're talking on, the 709-9788, right?
Right.
Okay, and then that's on your website as well. So I'll put a note in here to see if we can set it up where it's just on the Google Guaranteed section and not on the actual site and on the Google Business page, okay? And that the only thing is that if that will probably
alter. If anything else, it can be a secondary number. I don't see why that would be a problem. A lot of businesses have multiple numbers, but I don't want that main number removed.
Okay, makes sense. Okay, I'll put that in the notes because I want you to be comfortable. So I'll definitely put that in the notes that you want to use this number indefinitely. But if we need a call tracking, it can be added as a secondary line, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so then we're all on the same page there. And then let me just make sure that this appointment 6 o'clock tomorrow goes through, and then you will be good to go. I think I might even have to reset your terms and conditions and have you do that one again. So I'll do that in just a second. Let me just make sure that this sticks.
And what, go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's pitchblackroofing@gmail.com, right, for your email?
Yes, that's it.
Perfect. Okay, so I'll put LSA, which is local service ads, onboarding. Okay, and then I'll put your phone number so they have a valid number to call.
And whoever's managing my profile or my account, my agent, whatever title that they hold when dealing with me, I would like to set up maybe every 2 to 3 weeks a phone call that we can, you know, catch up, reconvene, see what changes have been done, if anything progress has been made. You know, like I said, just be closer contact of what's being done with my investment.
Okay. So I'll put that in the notes as well. So you like to have kind of updates every 3 or 4 weeks just to kind of have a performance check, right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I know they do that automatically in the beginning, but absolutely, if you want that ongoing, I'm going to notate your account. And I welcome that, Corey, because I always tell people the more proactive you are with your account and the more updates you have and you're working together with our team, the better results you're going to have. Because some people hire us and they say, look, we hired you to do it. We really don't care. You know what I mean? You just handle it for us. We don't want to be bothered. And that's okay too, you know. But I always tell them you're going to get better results if you're proactive and you're getting status updates and are working with you. So, you know, if you happen to get any notifications from us or we need something, you know, I know that someone like you, you're going to be on top of it, you know, where other people are not, you know. So.
Well, I haven't been, and maybe that's why I haven't gotten results that I wanted. So in order to change the results, you got to, I guess, change the action.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So I'm excited for you. So you're going to absolutely be thrilled. I'm so glad that you're going to get this application in. They're going to email that to you right now, and then I think the only plan of action I need to do is just reset those terms and conditions so that you can acknowledge it again with your e-signature, and we will be good to go. So let me just see here. It's funny because it's picking up for the future billings on your old billing date, which would have been February 2nd, and I'm like, you're not going to pay February 2nd. Today's almost February 2nd, so I'm fixing that for you. So today is the 28th, so you'll be paid in full till February 28th, which is my mom's birthday, so I won't forget about you. So February 28th, let's see. Okay, good. So that all stuck. So moving forward, the 28th will be your billing. Let me fix that in the other section. Okay, good. So that's good to go. And then, terms and conditions, reset terms and conditions, and then I will send them. I'm looking in your email correspondence if it automatically sent it to you when I reset it or if I have to manually, but it looks like I have to manually send it. So let me send it to you manually, and then you can just go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature. You know what? Oh, they did. Okay. I thought it was blank. I'm like, you didn't put a security quote. You did. Mother's maiden name is Bullock, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you did put a security. That's good. So let me see here. I guess I'll just send you the email again that says local/your initial invoice because that will have the form in there where you can do the terms and conditions. So here. We have an alternate number in here for you also. Is that still valid? The 634-8628, that's marked as your cell phone.
I don't know what number that is.
Oh, then let me remove it. I don't want any correspondence going to that number if you're not aware of it. So let me just, I'm going to have everything go through this 709-9788. I'll remove that number. Okay. And then when I resend these, it should come to you directly, so you won't have to worry about text going to that other number anymore.
So when is this other bill supposed to be due?
Today's the 28th, so you'll just pay on the 28th of each month for the $299 monthly, And then when that you pass the background check for the Google Guarantee system, they will notify you via email and text that they're ready to charge that out the lead fee. And then if you it doesn't work out, you just let us know that, you know, that you want to push it to a different date. But if it does, that would be phenomenal because that's the same day they would actually turn the leads on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see here. So I just sent it to you, and it you're going to get an email that says local / initial invoice, and that will also trigger a text that says thank you for choosing local /. Both of those forms will have a link that say click here to accept subscription terms. So whatever is easier for you, you could either access it through your email or through your text message.
And what's the information to the dashboard?
The login, you mean?
Right.
Okay. So let me see if it's going to be the same one or if it's going to be a fresh one that's sent after you sign, do the e-signature again. Oh, no. I can send it to you. I'll send it to you. I'll send you the one that says login credentials to your advanced reporting. There it is. So it says that your username is the phone number 919-709-9788, and the password is SEM Profit. That stands for Search Engine Marketing Profit. That's all lowercase, all one word. So that's in the email that I just sent you. If you don't like that password, don't worry. That's just temporary. You can change it.
I'm sorry. I was brain dead for a minute, daydreaming. What did you do?
What are you daydreaming about?
Well, I happened to re-verify measurements and stuff, so I was just kind of had that in my mind.
Oh, okay.
So what was that?
Thank you for being honest. That's awesome. So it's the password is S. E-M, like S as in Sam, E, and then M as in Mary, and then the word profit. That stands for search engine marketing, S-E-M. So S-E-M, profit. And you don't put a space in between. It's just all one word. It's all lowercase.
And then P-R-O-F-I-T.
Yep, exactly. S-E-M, P-R-O-F-I-T, all
is
one word.
Lowercase, uppercase? Or?
All lowercase. No capitals at all. It's just all lowercase, all one word. And then your password is the phone number. No spaces or dashes, just the 10 digits. That's the username.
So the password is the phone number?
No, I said that backwards. I'm sorry. Now I'm getting my wires crossed. The username is the phone number with no dashes or spaces. The password is lowercase, all one word, SEM profit. And I just sent that to you in an email, too, just so that you have it for your reference. Is it making you log in to do the e-signature, or did it open the form in the other text that said, click here to accept your subscription terms?
I haven't looked at it. Let's see.
Oh, I thought it was making you log in. That's why you were asking. Okay, so it's very important to kind of get in there and grandfather you into that rate. So if you can see the text that says thank you for choosing local / that's the one that will have the link in it. We could just go in there. It takes like 2 minutes to do it. And then you'll be good to go until tomorrow, and that's when they'll call you to finish the onboarding.
So which one am I going to, the initial invoice? Or?
Yes, that's it. You got it. Your initial invoice, and then there's going to be a blue link in there that says click here to accept your subscription terms.
And go this way. Anyway, I'm going to read through this later. Yeah,
you
want to
do it later? Okay. Yeah, you know what? My technician.
I mean, I'm sure it's not going to be a problem, but I'm trying to get into the habit of reading the shit that I sign. Because, you know, throughout life, you just sign things mindlessly. And that's not exactly always for the best.
Yeah, you know what? I got stuck with that at the gym. The guy at the front desk who signed me up for the personal trainer, he promised me all these bells and whistles and all the stars, and he said it was only a 3-month payment plan and everything was fine and dandy and groovy, and just sign here and sign there, and I didn't read any of it because I trusted it, right? And then, like, a year later, I was still paying for it. And I called and I said, well, why am I still paying for it? Because you said I was going to get X amount of classes. I thought that once those classes ran out, that's when I would have to buy more, you know? And then, oh, no, you signed for this and that. And I'm just like, that was, like, really shady because he didn't tell me any of that when I signed up, you know? So, yeah, so I got really... really, really stuck. Yeah, now I don't even want to talk to him anymore when I see him because I'm really big on, you know, setting a proper expectation and telling people the truth whether they like it or not, you know, and he shouldn't have had to tell me things that were not true in order to get me to sign up, you know. So, yeah.
I think the longer the disclaimer that you have,
yeah,
the more shit you have to hide or probably make up for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I'm gonna like try to go in there and work it out with some of the other, you know, managers that work there. I definitely don't wanna like deal with him anymore. You know what I mean?
Yep. It's in the writing, so they say.
It's in the writing. Yeah.
They send you a lead. It ain't even gotta be real.
Yeah. So, just so you know, there's no trickery in our terms and conditions. If you read through it, it's going to say everything that I already laid out for you. But, of course, if you have any questions as you go through it, please call me because I would love to clarify it for you because I don't want you to sign it and not be comfortable. You know what I mean? Especially.
What's your number, Tina, to get a hold of you?
I'll give it to you directly.
Question.
Yep, I'll get. Do you have a pen?
Yes, I am.
Okay, it's 877-635-6225, and I'm at
switchboard.
Yeah, that's the toll-free number for Local Splash, right? But once that phone line answers, you'll hear, you know, press 1 for this and press 2 for that, and you'll have different departments. You can just automatically put my extension in. You could just press 777. That'll ring directly to me, or you can speak to it. It's a voice activated system. You can say transfer to Tina, and then it'll also ring to my desk.
All right.
Okay. So that way you can easily get a hold of me if you have any questions. And of course, the technician calls you tomorrow will be able to, you know, answer, you know, any further questions that you have too. So if you're going through the terms and you see something that's important and you don't have time to call me, don't panic. Tomorrow when they call you at 6, they can kind of address that for you too, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Awesome. Okay, well, thank you for signing up again, Corey. I know that you're absolutely going to be thrilled with this. So have a really, really profitable year, and I look forward to talking to you soon. So, again, reach out to me if you have any further questions, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Tim.
All right, you're welcome. Okay, all right, bye-bye.
All right,